Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I don't enjoy giving my husband oral sex, and he feels the same way. I'm not big on rubbing all over him, but I want him to rub and touch me. Is this normal?
I've worked as a sex researcher and educator for nearly 12 years now, and I have to tell you, at the heart of most people's questions is a desire to know whether or not they're normal. However, I look at the science of sexuality, and what sticks out is that sexuality is incredibly diverse. There is no one way that people live their sexual lives. Although most men and women in the U.S. have tried oral sex, not everyone likes it, and not everyone keeps doing it. If you and your husband don't like oral sex, then it probably makes it easier that both of you feel the same way. It can be more difficult when one person likes oral sex a lot and the other person in the relationship doesn't like oral sex. You're in a similar situation with rubbing and touching. You like it, but your husband does not. It's certainly common and healthy to enjoy rubbing and touching, but it's also common and healthy to not like it. Neither one of you is right or wrong. However, you might want to come to some understanding of how you can both have enjoyable sex together. Perhaps there are other things that your husband enjoys and that you can do to please him. And perhaps you can think of other things that you enjoy so that he can rub and touch you some nights but not others. You might find it helpful to read Because It Feels Good or Morgasm, two books that are focused on sexual exploration and communication between couples. By learning to talk more about sex and to explore each other's bodies and interests, you may be better positioned to create a sex life that will feel pleasurable and satisfying for both of you. You can learn more about these books and others on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My boyfriend has never had sex before. He hasn't been able to reach an orgasm from a hand job, so I find a blow job is the only way of pleasing him. However, it takes him a while, sometimes nearly 45 minutes. He says that I'm not doing anything to cause him pain or discomfort, and that he gets close, but then it just starts to feel different. At first, I thought he was just nervous, but now I'm starting to feel a little frustrated. Is there anything I can do?
Although we commonly seem to accept the fact that many women find that it's difficult or takes a long time to have an orgasm, many people are often surprised to find out that many men find it difficult to ejaculate or have an orgasm as well. Sometimes men find it difficult to reach orgasm in very specific situations, like if they worry that someone will walk in on them or hear them having sex. Other times, men find it difficult to orgasm from certain types of sex acts, such as hand stimulation, oral sex, vaginal intercourse, or anal sex. If this is an issue that you and your boyfriend can talk to each other comfortably and with care and respect for each other about, you might consider asking him whether he's able to reach orgasm during masturbation. If he is able to do so, then you may have a starting place. You might be able to ask him if he would feel comfortable masturbating in front of you, either while you watch, or while you kiss him, or while you do something else that you both would find enjoyable or arousing. You might be able to learn how it is that he masturbates, and then try a similar style of hand stimulation yourself. Sometimes men who have difficulty masturbating from hand or oral stimulation from a partner simply have developed a very effective but often specific technique that works for them, and they may find it difficult to communicate that to a partner or to orgasm from other types of stimulation. With time and practice, he may be able to learn to reach orgasm from different types of stimulation. To do this, he may want to start masturbating in different ways, with and without lubrication, with varying hand positions, or other strategies such as rubbing against his bed or pillows. That is, only if he wants to learn to expand his repertoire. You might also try to relax and focus less on his orgasm as a goal, and instead place importance on pleasure, intimacy, and connection. Focusing too much on trying to get him to have an orgasm may feel like pressure to him, or make him aware of the fact that it takes him a while to have an orgasm, and that pressure or anxiety can make it even more difficult to orgasm. You might find that the Good Vibrations Guide to Sex, or the Guide to Getting It On, can provide ideas for other ways of sexual play, and For Each Other by Dr. Lonnie Barbeck may help you learn more about sexually relating to each other. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.